it ninth properly. It's terrible
yeah.
when someone doesn't pronounce your name properly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This her question is a little bit more to me, this one. She's coming to my website and it became pretty clear, I'll just read what she says. It became pretty clear to me that it's the same story of my life. Angry and getting sick of these emotions, that nervous feeling in my stomach, tired, fighting it, and don't have a clue how to stop this circle. Don't know why I'm troubled so much, that most things come harder on me than all the people around me, and it's always been there, she says in big capital letters. Would you please help me out of this system? I know so truly that I don't want this, and I could make so much more out of my life without this stupid fear and anxiety. There's a missing link somewhere, and you're the first one who's telling me the same story. What do I do wrong here? Okay, so my answer, Marilyn, you're not doing wrong here. That's the first thing to understand. That your sensitivity is not a burden. It's not meant to be a burden. But it's actually a gift. That those emotions are actually a gift. That that nervous feeling in your stomach is actually a gift. And that as soon as you understand how to use it to get what you want in your life and how that you actually feel really good. So get those six keys to happiness with your horse, those free lessons on my website. And by the time you get to lesson two and three, the second and third keys, you will start understanding that you're actually experiencing your horse's emotions as if they were your own, and that sensitivity is a wonderful, wonderful gift. And you're right on the cusp of solving it. My peacefulness and my joyfulness actually comes from that understanding, because for me, the emotional stuff is the really big stuff for me. You know, when Nora's strength of feel is in the physical and the heart feel and the energetic and the spiritual feel, my strength is in the emotional feel. And I can tell you 100% that you're not going to be in this feeling wrong place for very much longer. So get those lessons, and then I'd love to hear from you by email how you go when the understanding of what you're experiencing really lands. Cool. When you were in your bad place, for want of a better word, you know, my place is bad, but when you were in your crappy feeling place, Nora, did you find that you had emotions all over the place as well?
So can you say the very last sentence? Or the question itself, again?
Yeah. Did you find that you had emotions all over the place when you were in that crappy time of your life?
Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up with emotions all over the place, so I can't only say it was a crappy period. I've also had beautiful time in my life and still emotions all over the place. And the thing is that I had to learn. I even got digestion disease. My digestion completely crashed because there were too many emotions I couldn't handle. So I know about these when they are in your body and you don't understand and you don't know where to guide them. First of all, we do have to see it as a gift, but it is important to somehow guide it. So like you said, what to do with it, how to guide it. So they did have to become much more centered. And I had to learn to really breathe differently, to be differently, to deal with uncertainties, etc. differently. Because otherwise it was just doing damage in my body. So I had to really guide it a lot, and that's what I'm still doing, but nowadays it's easy and it's natural. But like I said, I was born with emotions all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I was born with mine disconnected, and by the time they'd all built up underneath my facade, I was like Mount Vesuvius going off with explosions everywhere. and in fact, you know, now I understand how to use my emotions for guidance. When I first started to understand that, it was like 10 tons came off me. I had this rock of dread that had sat in my gut forever, and I don't even remember it never being there. I never remember a time when it wasn't there. I just realized one day, oh my God, that feeling's not there anymore. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic. And honestly,
it was such good practice. My experience is my horses have given me such good practice at learning how to deal with my emotions in a really easy way. And that's the biggest part of the first three keys to happiness with your horse are about how to do that, about understanding that. So, you know, they're quite big lessons, Marilyn. So, yeah, I think you'll get a good how-to out of those first three lessons. First four lessons, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and then for me also, I just want to, it's such an important subject that I just want to add that there's physical awareness, so being aware of what's going on in our body, and not just being aware, like, okay, my belly is in a cramp. Okay, if I'm aware that my belly is in a cramp or I have a knot, then consciously going in there and starting to ask, why are you there? And could I give you something? Could I help you? And kind of getting more familiar with it. So not just trying to get rid of it, or completely accepting, okay, it's just there. But again, getting more a friend with it. Like, who are you and why are you there? And what can I offer? How can I guide you into more peace? So that's been my biggest way to physical and mental balance.
I've just gone over to the questions.